Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed a bunch of big pharma for me to use to help with my blood pressure and diabetes, and those things did absolutely nothing for me. My blood pressure was out of control, my diabetes was out of control. Well, I had to go an alternative route. So I have tried and have been using the Youngevity products advertised on DIY Health here at EFR. And the results have been very pleasing to me. My blood pressure is down. My blood sugar is down. My weight is down. All in all, I feel really good. Now, this is due to diet and exercise and the use of these products to give my body the nutrients it needs to basically heal itself. I recommend them. If you would like to try these products, please contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's 901-553-6900. Tell him what's going on and he can help you out. Now, this program has to be accompanied by self-control. You can't just pig out all the time. You have to control your diet and get some exercise, which I have done. Thank you for listening, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Live. Live. Hip, two, three, four. Hip, two, three, four. Lift. Hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip. Two, three, four, hip.
All right, you soldiers of Yahweh, this is your wake-up call. I'm Pastor Steve, and the title of today's wake-up call sermon is Payment Due. All right. Now, we have all seen what's going on in the world today. Well, come on. Everybody's paying attention to what's going on. All these politicians talking all this stuff. Build the wall. Oh, Trump's the devil. Oh, Trump's the savior. Oh, this and that. And if you look around in the world, which is currently the order of arrangement of the prince and power of the air. That's what we're in right now. We've got a lot of trouble. The full trib hasn't hit yet, but we are in the time of Jacob's trouble. All right, why is that? Now, we have been told through the scripture not to make any covenant with any of these unbelieving nations, not to give our sons to them to marry or take our daughters to them for marriage. Our sons are not to marry them and our daughters are not to marry them. We see it. We see race mixing going on all over the place. All right? Let's just be real honest. Let's take a look at reality. Okay, the remnant is not doing this. All right? We understand that there are set apart people that are not part of this. But, and this is the unpleasant part that I'm going to have to get to, those of us of the remnant are going to have to go through all this trouble before Yeshua returns, even though we're not part of it. All right? We have to occupy until he returns, even unto death. Okay? Let me get a hit of coffee here. Oh, I needed that. Transgenderism, homosexuality, child molestation, pedophilia, child murder, sacrifice, on and on and on and on and on. Now, you say we're not in Jacob's troubles, pre-trib? Oh, come on. Wake up and smell the blood. We know who's promoting all of this, okay? The prince in power of the air and his children, his physical seed line. But this is the unpleasant point that I'm going to have to make here. All of this is supposed to happen. All right? He has got free rein right now. And the nations, not true Israel, the non-Israel people, and those Israelites that are going along with them are building up a huge sin debt. And all too soon for them, payment is going to come due on that debt, okay? The remnant, the believers and doers of the word as taught by Yeshua Messiah, have had our payment made for us. All right? Our sins have been covered by what Yeshua did at Calvary. But the sin debt is accruing rapidly and frighteningly for the other peoples, including the Israelites that won't change their ways. They won't repent. They won't change. They're living in the world, the living of the world. They like it. They got a new car or whatever. They have replaced Yahweh with stuff. Okay? Stuff that's going to burn up. It's going to be destroyed along with them. I'm going to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 through 10. Again, I read this a lot, and it keeps coming up, and I've got a frog in my throat. Excuse me. Oh, boy, that's rough. Okay, got rid of that. Verse 6 of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 1. Since Elohim shall rightly repay with affliction those who afflict you. And again, we are afflicted by the children of the adversary and their minions and the Judeo-Christians that have gotten into stuff worship through their false teaching churches. Verse 7, and to give you who are afflicted rest with us when the Master Yeshua is revealed from heaven with his mighty messengers. Okay, he's not coming alone. And he's not coming in a happy mood. All right, verse 8. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know Elohim and on those who do not obey the good news of our Master Yeshua Messiah. Okay? Those who don't know Elohim. That's the non-Israel nations. Mostly. And on those who do not obey, that would be the Israelites. That would be the Israelites that are disobedient, that worship false worship, don't call on the name of Yahweh, and revile those that do. They don't like us because we're Christian identity and we're landed on the line as far as what the scripture says, and they don't like that. It rocks their boat. Verse 9, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Master and from the esteem of his strength? Okay, that's Israelites too. There's going to be Israel that suffers the second death. They're going to be resurrected if they're dead, but they will not be resurrected for eternal life as the remnant will be. They will be punished with that everlasting destruction from the presence, and they will suffer the second death. Verse 10, when he comes to be esteemed in his set apart ones, that's us, that's the remnant, that's not the others, and to be admired among all those who believe in that day, because our witness to you was believed. Okay, all those that believe in that day, those that have endured till the end until he shows up. We don't know when that's going to be. We've seen a little unleashing of Yahweh's wrath on certain people. He's taken some out. More to come. People have all this hope in Donald Trump or whatever. That's who's president right now. He's a politician. He's rich. He's a stuff guy. He promises to do this and promises to do that. And there's a major battle going on and they're calling him names. How much of it is real? Really, honestly, oh, build the wall, okay. That takes care of that Mexican border, but what about the east and the west and the north? And build that wall, and they just sail up somewhere and drop them off on the coast of California. Or they come in through Canada. We got a lot of Muslims coming in through Canada, undocumented. They're here. We're supporting them. And I live in a little town in central Kentucky, Lexington, Kentucky, okay? Little town, college town, bunch of nice little colleges here, including the University of Kentucky. That's a pretty big school. And I walk around when I go to Walmart or Kroger's or wherever, and because this is a college town, it is a very liberal town. I did not think it would be that way here. Oh, there are conservative elements here. But for the most part, it's go along to get along. And I see lots of hip hoppers with their filthy music and the cursing riding along with their windows down, blaring this stuff out. And anybody with any moral fiber is offended by that garbage. Then I see the mixed race couples, and I'm not talking about just black and white. I'm talking about white women with Mexicans and whatever. I mean, you pick it. It's going on here. It's seriously going on. Then you have the queers. You got your transgenders, you got your homosexuals, you got your just plain freaks, lesbians, all of that. I mean, the whole gamut of sexual perversion is on display. Now, I have a scooter now that my friend Patrick has given me. So I don't have to ride the bus with all these creatures very much anymore. When it's pouring down rain, I do, if I have to go somewhere. But mostly, I can go all over the place on that scooter and have a nice, pleasant ride. It doesn't matter if it's cold. I'm an old biker, and I'm used to the cold. And I do that in order to avoid that bus with the people hacking and coughing and carrying diseases and body lice, and I mean, it's really filthy. And you go to the bus station and it's a freak show. It really is. It's a freak show. And the decent people are subjected to all of this. We've been told not to make covenants, and our government is letting these people in, that they are in full cooperation. Got politicians wanting open borders. The Israelite people are not allowed to separate. Oh, you're racist and you're this and all the names that they call us. You've heard the gamut of all the name calling. Okay, I don't need to reiterate that. Nazis and all, you know, whatever. Anybody that speaks out for what's right is vilified. Now, this is a symptom of what's going on today by the minions of the Prince and Power of the Air. Some of these people are non-white. Some of them are Jews. But a great many of these people are white folks. That would be Israel. Okay? Our own people. And the Bible says, a man's enemy will be of his own house. Well, these would be brothers and sisters. If they were right-thinking, right-doing people. But they are not. They are wholeheartedly participating in the order of arrangement of the Prince and Power of the Air. Even if they're going to church on Sunday, they're not calling on the name of Yahweh. They don't believe in Yeshua. They worship a Jewish Jesus. Well, he was a Jew and king of the Jews, and Israel are God's chosen people. And you hear it. And quite honestly, they predominate. They outnumber us tremendously. Okay? The remnant is a remnant. It is small by nature. And Yahweh is only calling certain ones. He's not calling everybody. A lot of these people are so far gone that he doesn't want anything to do with them. He doesn't want them. He's not calling them. He's not saying, repent, repent, come back to me. Very, very few people are doing what we're doing and trying to harvest those of the remnant that will listen and will come in and become part of the remnant. Very difficult. Thankless. Can't make a living doing it. You don't have a big mega church. People are not sending you stuff. I have been very fortunate to have some good people help me. Plus, I have my social insecurity that I live on. I live on the edge, and it doesn't bother me at all. I'm not a stuff worshiper. I'm not worried about stuff, but Yahweh provides for me nonetheless. I've got stuff. I don't worship the stuff. I'm very thankful for the stuff. Comes in handy. I have enough to eat. I have a roof over my head. I have nice clean clothes. I'm not dressed in rags. He has healed my body. He has helped me with all these natural remedies that I've got. I'm not taking a bunch of big pharma. He's dealing with his remnant. Just finished the Feast of Tabernacles last week. It's marvelous what he does. But there's a time coming, brother and sister, soon, when this payment is going to be due for the sin debt that the world, other than the remnant, is building up. Yahweh is going to reach a point where the grace period that he has given on the collection of this debt is going to end, and then payment is going to be due. That's the title of this sermon, Payment Due. And it's going to be horrible. There's no other way to describe it. It's going to be down and out, unpleasant. And if we're not in the presence of the Master at that point, he says, no flesh would be saved unless I come, okay? But right before he comes, it's going to get really ugly, and it's going to get really ugly even for the remnant. To be quite honest, we are at risk doing what we do and teaching what we teach and preaching what we preach and living the way that we live outside of Babylon. They're making it more and more and more difficult to be part of the remnant. This is the testing period. We're going to be tried by fire. That's sort of a metaphor for all the trouble that we're seeing. Websites are taken down, funding, PayPal, whatever, for the truther sites and the shows. They're doing everything they can. They're refusing to sell books, refusing to publish books, refusing to print books. I mean, Andy Hitchcock has gone through some hard times. A lot of us has. Just a lot of us have. More to come. Hard times. Yes, 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 for the remnant. Because we're carried along in this wave of sin debt of the world, and we have to be subjected to what they call in the scriptures here, pressure. Okay? Pressure. We're going to feel pressure. Financial pressure, moral pressure, physical pressure. Our people are attacked. Some of our people have been killed. Many, many people of our race have gone down, and that's going to continue. The sleepers want to remain asleep. They're they're stuff worshipers, and as long as they have enough stuff and the batteries are good in their TV remote, they're not going to change their way. They're going to continue living in the world and worshiping stuff and building up this sin debt for which the payment is going to be due very soon. It's come due for some already. We of the remnant need to be aware of this. And even though we are under pressure and under threat and under hardship and all this other stuff, we have to stay faithful, because our payment has been paid. We don't have a payment that's due right now. If we're under the word and teaching and blood of Yeshua Messiah, our sin debt has been paid. Not everybody is in that situation. And in these last days, they're going to turn on us. You see Israelites going along with the system and persecuting their brethren. Those people are building up a sin debt. Unless they repent and call upon the name of Yahweh and accept Yeshua and the covenant and get out of what they're into right now, they're going to have to pay that sin debt on the judgment day. Now, that's going to be hard for a lot of the remnant to handle, because there are family members and people that we care about that are not part of the remnant. Even our family members. There's going to be family members that aren't going to make it. But Yeshua said if anybody loves his family, you know, father, mother, brother, sister, whatever, more than me, he's not worthy to enter the kingdom. You have to love Yeshua first, even of your family members. And that is a very difficult thing to do. And it may cause a lot of people that are on the edge of the remnant to fall away and choose their family members over the word. Then they have that sin debt for which the payment is going to be due. We need to be vigilant. We need to be tough, tougher than the devil. Because the devil is engineering things to break our spirit and break our faith. He does it to us all the time. And if our faith is broken and we lapse back into the world, we're going to have to pay that sin debt that's coming due. Because when you break the covenant and you come out from under the covenant and you walk away from it, the protection and the promise that the covenant brings you is negated. It's gone. And if you continue in the world of the world, there is a point that you are going to reach where you can't turn back. There'll be no more repentance. Your conscience will be seared. Your heart will be hardened. And Yahweh will say, "Depart from me, ye accursed. I never knew you." You're going to be numbered among the tares. So this is a wake-up call for the remnant, a lot of it, to be very vigilant about your personal life and your personal morality And don't get sucked in by promises from men. Men are going to lie and deceive and do all kinds of things and shine you on, and you may want to follow this guy or follow that guy. Follow Yeshua and stay with him. And if this guy that you like a lot, whoever it may be, is going to follow Yeshua and Yahweh also, Yahweh will let you know. It will show in his works, or her works, or whatever. But you're going to have spiritual discernment, because they'll tell you some truths, but then slip in the lie. Subtle. Okay? Like the Nakash, the serpent that seduced Eve. Okay? The enchanter. That's what Nakash is. One who whispers spells like the hiss of a snake. That's the definition. And they're tricky and they're slick. And they can hand you a storyline that'll just have you eaten out of their hand. Oh, they're so cool. They're so slick. And then they'll get you to do stuff. Well, it's just a little bit outside the scripture. It's not going to hurt anything. And then it's a little more. And then a little more, and pretty soon you're in a cult. And if you try to break away and get out of that and say, look, no, this is not right, they're really going to vilify you. They're going to put pressure on you. They're going to hammer on you and make you feel bad and call you names. And do all the little things that all these cultists do to those who don't toe the party line. Just like the government. If you're not going along with the political correctness of the government and these liberals in the colleges and the liberal politicians and the liberals in the churches, you really get hammered. We know, because we've been hammered. And then you'll have snakes that'll slip in. And we've had problems at EFR with people that sounded good at first, but then after a little while, they were doing and saying things that go against what it teaches in the gospel. And we've had to separate them from us. Because, I mean, we're well-meaning people, and we're loving and friendly. And they take advantage of that. Okay? They slip in, and they lie to us, they lie to you. They do things in secret that you never see. And that sin debt they're building up is going to come due. Payment's going to be due for what they do. Okay? They have no idea what they're doing to themselves. Or they may have read the word, but they don't believe the word. They're going to do what they're going to do, and the heck with the consequences, because they don't believe in the consequences. They're not true. Even though they have used the name of Yahweh, it was not genuine. It was fake. We've had a lot of fakers. We've had a lot of fakers over the years that have sucked a lot of people in. I mean, really just shined them on and pulled the wool over their eyes and did a good job of betrayal. And they've ruined a lot of people and have ruined testimonies. And but payment's going to be due on that. All right, they did what they did. They're serving the adversary. And we're warned of this in the scripture that people will creep in unawares. They'll be wolves in sheep's clothing that will take the word and they will twist the word. Maybe just a little bit. Maybe a lot. Okay. It says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 12, in order that all should be judged who did not believe the truth but have delighted in the unrighteousness. Boy, is there a bunch of people that do that. They love the system. They love the way things are going. They like the perversion. Their hearts are twisted. Their hearts are hardened. They will not receive the Holy Spirit. They will not repent. They like the world. They like the things of the world. They like the current ruler of the world. Open devil worship in a lot of places. Open satanic worship in a lot of the colleges. The colleges are breeding grounds for that. The colleges are horrible today. Absolutely. They were horrible when I went to college. And I got into it with a bunch of the professors and stuff. I got kicked out of classes for telling the truth. A lot of people did. I didn't graduate because I'm not gonna do a paper and state a lie just to get a grade. I won't do it. I didn't do it then. I don't do it now. And there's a price to pay for that. Okay, you get punished by these evildoers. Well, I wonder what's going to happen when their price has to be paid. That payment due that I'm talking about. When we tell the truth and when we expose their lies and when we show people what they're doing, they go ballistic. They scream and holler and call names and, you can't say that. We're going to pass a law to make it illegal to say that. You can't think that. They're trying to institute the thought police. They're going to do it. I'm telling you right now, they will. They've done it in a bunch of other countries. How many people are in jail in Germany? In England? Fines and jail time for speaking the truth. You think it's not going to come here? They're working on it hard. They're working on their evil very, very hard. But there's payment due coming for those actions. Those who love the unrighteousness and love stuff, they're gonna have to suffer the fate of the stuff that they love. Because it's going to burn up like hay and stubble. And they're going to burn with it. The second coming. Okay, it'd be glorious for us. We're really happy that Yeshua is coming back. But it's going to be a time of horror and violence. Just by what it says here in 2 Thessalonians. It's going to be time when the payment is due for all these evildoers. And we cannot be warm and fuzzy, touchy-feely over these people because they've earned this punishment that's coming. They have made a conscious choice to go the wrong way, as we have made a conscious choice to go the right way, even though it's not fun and games for us by going the right way. Going the right way, our payment is going to be payback, and it's going to be eternal life. We're going to be reinstituted into the divine state that Adam started out in. The remnant is going to get that. That's the promise. But there's also the other people that have rejected the truth. And we can grieve for them now, but when the time comes for payment to be due, we cannot grieve for them. Everybody has a choice. I've made mine. A lot of others have made theirs. They're going to follow Yeshua. They're going to live by the law as best they can, because none of us are perfect. Only Yeshua was perfect. But we got to make a real good effort at it. But the ones that totally reject and want to live in the world, of the world, by the world, the order of arrangement of the adversary, they're going to get what the adversary and his children get. They've joined that club, okay? And the dues they're going to have to pay to stay in that club is the loss of their eternal life and eventual punishment. Oh yeah, there's a lot of them that get away with a lot of stuff. That's the way the devil works. See, look. Okay. There's an old saying. He who laughs last, laughs best. So while they're boasting and bragging and showing off and working their evil and thinking that they're going to skate, oh, there's not going to be any retribution. Yahweh's not going to collect this sin debt till the very last time. Even if they've passed on, they're going to get resurrected when that payment is due. We of the remnant might suffer the first death, but we won't have to pay that payment of the second death, because we will be resurrected. And once we're out of this body, we're not going to know pain and suffering. We'll leave this body if we pass on. And whatever happens to it, it doesn't matter. It's just piece of dead meat. Our eternal soul is going to be safe. And we won't suffer what these evil ones are going to suffer, because when we get resurrected, we will be reinstituted in a divine body that's not subject to the wear and tear and dissolution that our current temples that we live in is subject to. We're going to have an eternal, perfect temple to live in. Okay? Not so the others. That's part of their payment due. They forego that. They don't believe it. All right. Hey, look. You know, I can tell you. I can teach you the word. But I can't shove it down your throat. I can't make you believe. That has to come from your heart. And if it does not, and Yahweh does not call you, I cannot grieve for those that refuse. I can't. It instructs me in Scripture not to. They've made a conscious choice. All right. That's how it's going to be for them. I can pray for them. I can hope. I can continue to teach. I can persevere trying to convert them. But the decision still rests with the individual. The remnant has chosen one way. The adversary's children has chosen another way. Our sin debt was paid by Yeshua. Their sin debt has not been paid. They're going to have payment due. And it's going to be a heavy debt. We see it all around us. We're in this world. We may not be of this world. But we see what goes on in this world. All the stuff on the news, all the stuff in the politics, all the stuff just walking down the street. You can't miss it. The attitude of people in stores, the attitude of people in churches. Going to be a lot of payback coming, folks. Going to be a lot of payback. Think on that. Okay? Think on the payment due. And don't grieve for those that have made the bad choice. Don't. It's a waste of your time. If they show fruits worthy of repentance and change their ways, that's one thing. But if they don't, and they reject, and they revile, and they mock, they're in deep trouble. Well, it's 48 minutes plus into the show. I have made my point about the payment coming due. Let me do a little thing here. The prophets are now available. Okay, you can order them. You can find the information on my website under items for sale. My website is https://... pastor-steve.com. All of my shows are there. I put them up on my website even before they air on EFR sometimes. All of my shows are there. It's crazy, but I have recorded 449 word-for-word shows, and I have not even counted the wake-up calls. There's a bunch of them, so. I will be finished with word for word as far as recording probably next month. They will be in the archives ready to put on EFR. but I'll have them done. It's been a long, 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 laborsome effort, and it really has paid off. The downloads and listens on my website are tremendous. Really, just I'm very gratified that Yahweh has used me in this manner to draw others to the Word. That's what it's all about. It's not about me. It's about those that need to come into the remnant. It's about them. Yeah, it's work. It's been a labor, but it's been a labor of love because I love my fellow Israelites. That's what we are commanded to do, and it just comes naturally. I care about my people. Therefore, I try to teach them the Word. Some will listen, some will not. I can't force it, but I do the best I can under a bad situation. More to come. I'll probably be doing a new wake-up call from now on, because I've got a lot of the recordings done and I'm getting ahead, and it's freeing up a lot more time for me, so I have the time to do these sermons. They're important. I have done some repeats recently because I did not have the time to do the live, the new show. Well, may Yahweh bless and keep you. I'm going to play a little music, and I hope you enjoy that. And I will catch you on the next show. You can catch Word for Word tomorrow. Praise Yahweh.
Lift. Lift. Hip, two, three, four. Hip, two, three, four. Lift. Lift. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory.